Here we go. All right. I'm going to, since I'm already a criminal, I'm going to establish a relationship between me and Joseph of the past. I tried to make it bigger, but I think maybe only you can do that.
The corners will make it bigger. I don't know. Maybe I can. Maybe yeah, you can't. The
Yeah.
corners are how you make them bigger.
Yeah, it will let me select it, but it won't let me and like move them, but it won't let me make it bigger.
I will handle that then. All right.
So we are a
And
criminal and parole officer or detective.
wow, that works out. So Joseph just became a parole officer or a detective. All right.
Thank you so much. You just made my life a lot easier.
All right,
name's Richard.
That was Alex.
So is it
I'm
mine?
sorry, Chad. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go with commute. So the relationship between Alex and Joseph is past, and that basically these two kind of make Alex a criminal. I'm gonna go with that case. I'm gonna go community between Mike and Joseph. Well, let me drop this thing. There we go.
Hey Mike, can you let Christy into the Zoom meeting?
There's a link at the
Oh,
very at the top of the text box.
I have to let her in.
Oh, okay.
I have to admit her.
Oh,
There we go. All right, so between myself and Joseph, we have community,
it's a
law, cop and volunteer or former cop.
so like a
So I want
cop and like a city a neighborhood watch person a captain maybe.
mine off.
Apparently I am
No, I'm using my phone.
Oh, God.
All right, and Christy, the only thing left is a relationship between yourself and Chad. All right, Christy, we need a relationship between you and Chad.
Okay, I'm working on
I kind of like this, like Alex, Joseph, Mike setup we've got going on.
Yes. We just forced Joseph into being basically a cop.
No. I'm thinking that Joseph be the neighborhood watch captain who's like the goody two shoes of like a bad kid and good kid old friendship of Alex. And
I don't
they
think one's.
romances.
and then he's torn between like riding on Mike,
No,
riding on.
we have no romances. We have
Well, we
crime,
need
the
some of
past,
those.
and community. We have two communities. No romance.
The other one I had was professional lawyer. I was tempted to do that and make me a lawyer, so like I'm a criminal lawyer.
I'm just going to make this into a court case, basically, cops
Yeah.
and lawyers and criminals.
And Karen's. No.
Single female lawyer. All
right, you're going to give yourself and Chad a romance? You guys just met. You're going to be romantically involved already.
Ah, that's okay. Well, we're making me a soccer mom. He's going to have to deal with it. How do you make this bigger?
He's got to do it.
Apparently, only I can do that. You guys
Oh.
are.
Current spouses. Okay.
Oh, you're married. All right. All right. Now we go to needs, locations, and objects. Each pair will only have one of these. There should be at least one of all of them. The needs are like the big things that are going to drive the story forward. There should not be. Since there are five of us, there should be two, two, and one. There shouldn't be three of anything. So, see, I went first the last time. What needs do I have here? I have the need to get away from your shameful past or to get away from your stupid family.
So, how is quarantine for you, Mike?
You know what? I think the get away from your stupid family one.
Can channel some therapy.
I was thinking about giving that to the married couple.
I got some tailor-made ones for us. I've got get respect
You
from
have
you.
to let your mother move in.
All right, I want to. It appears that Joseph and I are supposed to be outstanding citizens, law, cop, and volunteer, or former cop. So I'm going to screw up that relationship and give us the charred remains of $100,000.
$1,000
as an object.
I bet Joseph stole it from me.
And then Joseph, your turn.
Evidence.
I don't know if my object is amazing or useless. It's 100 unsavory and 100 feral cats. And I'm looking on the board and I'm like, I got nothing, but I want it to be there.
It's better than a property survey from the 1940s.
No, that could work for crime. That could be a really interesting crime.
No, I can prove that tree is in our yard. Apparently, my character's a New Yorker already.
Okay, who's up next?
Joseph.
Okay. I gotta do it. Poor baby. You have the hiccups.
What is it? To get laid or to get lost? Don't make it big.
Now you gonna make that bigger for everybody?
Yep.
I got nothing.
The married couple has a need to get lost in a doomed affair.
Oh, this works with the crime one really well. I got an idea for the crime one. Really, how that's gonna work real well now.
All right. Alex, it's up to you now.
All right. So who has a good idea for the crime one?
I meant just for the actual thing to do.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So let's see.
I got nothing for need or object for it. Well,
I think, let's see, which one of these? I guess this one.
I think I got something for the community relationship over here.
Between
Chrissy and Mike. I got an idea for Chrissy and Mike.
So I've got need to get rich by ripping people off. I don't know if that should be me in the... I'll go straight for the criminals there.
Okay.
That's a little obvious.
Okay, I'll go here.
I mean, it works really well for either one. Like it's a mutually agreeable thing.
I'm enlisting my former parole officer or detective in a crime now.
Oh boy.
Or you could be ripping him off.
Oh.
All right, Chad. We cannot have any more needs. We have two needs. So we need a location and an.
Okay, I didn't know we could use object. Locations. Let me look for my locations real quick.
I got a country club if we want to go with that.
I've got a Roebun court, bands without tires, surrounded by rotting newspapers. Andres Mansion on.
It's just me and the pool boy.
Okay, See, none of my locations aren't good.
Did you show off the baby?
Yeah, I'll put this one over here. For the crime. Location of the crime, an unfinished mansion.
Promise Hill, unfinished mansion on, what is that? Patriot Lane. Interesting.
The other two went much better. The other options were the historical downtown and Rebud Court, which is basically the ghetto. Vans without tires, surrounded by rotting newspapers.
All right, Christy, you need to give your sub and me either an object or a location.
Oh, the echo came back.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't hear an echo.
It's occasional, yeah.
You're occasional, what? Well, obviously we do sports at the country club together.
You could play tennis. You could be tennis coach, tennis instructor.
I like to use the pool. Enrique, the pool boy, is lovely.
Thomas Hill Country Club. All right, interesting. All right, now we need to kind of discuss what your actual relationships are with each other. and get your names. And this has some suggested names, which it will not let me show you.
I see them.
You can see it.
Okay.
Ah, Crystal with a Y. How douchey.
So, Joseph, are you a cop, parole officer, a former cop? What are you?
I'm not former or anything. I have to be at least active in some kind of way. Due to my other relationship.
All right, so that makes me either a volunteer or a former cop. And over here, I am a...
You can be a former cop that's now doing, like, security at the country club.
Well, that says I'm something to do with sports, like a coach or a booster. So I'm thinking a former cop who's now, like, a retired cop who's now a coach's Little League or something.
It's lacrosse. Look at this neighborhood. I mean, really.
Alex, what kind of crime?
What's the one with the horse dancing? What's the horse dancing?
Horse dancing.
It's in the Olympics.
Is it?
It is.
Huh.
It's on those days, one of the days that no one watches.
Interesting.
I still believe the horse should get the medal, not the person. It's just me.
Yeah. How old are we, Chad?
I don't know, because I'm looking at that crime in an abandoned mansion, and we need to get lost. So the question kind of in a – okay, get – to get lost in a damned affair?
Doomed.
Doomed affair? Okay.
Doomed.
So, okay, here's my question. From the syntax in that sentence, does that mean we're the affair is making us disappear, or does that mean we're going to get lost in it? It's kind of my...
It's metaphorically lost, yeah. I think.
Okay. What is a doomed affair? What is it doomed... What is it doomed to?
I mean,
to?
That's the obvious route of cheating, but...
And the thing is, are we a couple that even cares?
Okay, I got an idea. So we got the criminal thing. Let's just say what if we're both in on the crime, whatever, like, I'm the active conspirator in a crime, and you're an accomplice. So, like, because you have, like, the community aspect, so, like, you're the face of the household. And I'm the illicit money maker, and then like the scandal, and like a scandal's going to doom the doomed affair is like.
So this I'm house a gold plated trophy wife.
Well, I was thinking more of just like you keep up the facade that lets the whole thing keep going.
I funnel it into like my
like some kind of charity thing, yeah, like or something.
I funnel it into my real estate business.
There you go. Yeah, you work real estate.
Oh God, I might as well name myself Karen.
Do Karen and Doug have last names?
I was gonna wait to talk to her about that one.
Why are you headbutting me?
Hey, Alex.
Yeah.
So I'm playing Lieutenant David Smith, who's a detective who's on the take. He's only got 2 years left for retirement, and his pension got cut.
Ah, nice.
Here's another way to make a retirement fund, and I found you.
Oh, you're too old for this shit.
And you're always stealing that $1,000, the ten grand from Mike.
Oh, I didn't steal anything.
Yet. Yeah, that's the plan to get rich, is to get it off of mine.
The money that I have somehow has been burned. I'm not sure what that somehow. I'm not sure what.
Maybe you burned out of spite. Okay. Karen and Doug and Karen. I'm trying to think of like the preppiest last name I can think of.
What were y'all, Doug and Karen? What did y'all have to do with houses or something?
I'm a real estate agent that he funnels his dirty money through.
Yeah.
That's why the money's burned. Evidence had to be covered up.
Trendsdale, interesting. All right, Alex, you got a name?
Yeah, I think I'm going with Darwin.
Darwin. And your last name?
Charles. No.
Darwin Charles.
Maybe Charleston. Darwin Charleston.
Man, your parents didn't like you.
Hey, I know a friend of mine, her third kid is named David Bowie Sagan.
That's not bad.
And that's why you don't let the oldest child, who is four, name her younger brother.
Why would you let them do that?
I don't know, man. Out of all the outcomes that could have taken place, David Bowie is not that bad. That's actually a really cool four-year-old.
This is also a four-year-old who at age three was asking for dragons. And it took a little bit of a process of elimination to her mom to figure out she was asking for Smaug. She wanted to watch The Hobbit. And I was like, you win at parenting.
All right, so now we're each going to establish or resolve a scene. We're going to do that twice, and then we'll have the tilt. Who wants to go first? Who has an idea for a scene already?
I kind of want to do the Alex and Chad before I do Karen and Kristen. Because I feel like one would inform the other.
I kind of want somebody with more experience to start.
Yeah, I do too. That was my thought too.
All right, I'm going to get my old friend Lieutenant Smith to go with me to the country club, because I want to try to get some more money out of Karen for my for my team.
Okay, so it's a younger kid team.
Well, it could be older, doesn't it?
So Chad, how many children do they have?
Well, she's a booster, so apparently she has some involved in sports, it looks like.
I kind of like the place. I think when I retire, I might get a membership here.
Let's go, nice. Christian, let's go with one. That feels right for like this kind of income bracket.
Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hold on.
This is my friend, Lieutenant Smith. Have you guys met before?
I don't believe we have.
Good to meet you.
It's a pleasure. What can I do for you, Clifton?
Well, we are about to start the new football season, and the field is looking a little ragged, and we're kind of needing some new equipment, some new pads and stuff, and your real estate company has always sponsored a team in the past, so David here is going to be helping me out with the team this year.
I get so much business because of that team. I'd be happy to. Do you need new uniforms? What?
Yeah, we could probably use I don't know, what do you think, Dave, $100,000?
What is this, the NFL?
Well, from what I heard, Miss, what's your last name?
Trendsdale.
I believe the Police Force Rec League was thinking about using that park as well. Yeah, if it was up to decent accommodations.
So Alex and Chad, you guys need to decide at some point whether this has a positive or a negative outcome for me.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Christy can vote too, dang it.
Well, you're kind of in the scene, but yeah, I guess you can if you want to.
Not our fault. You called us out.
I got it railroaded. Okay. Well, I guess I'm hanging at a country club. How much would $100,000 actually be to this woman?
I kind of like the idea of like what you think it means to you and what it actually means in terms of real life bank account money is very different.
I think she needs to know to give me her answer. She needs to know whether this is positive or negative for me. So.
I'm positive. Okay. Are we supposed to click something?
Yeah, the little plus and negative.
No, that's the card. That's just for me to deal.
Oh, okay.
When you decide what kind of negative outcome I...
I wonder if there's icons or something we can use.
Well, there's...
Thumbs up, thumbs down?
There's emojis, but then when I looked, I only saw a thumbs up. I didn't see a thumbs down.
Isn't there a rotate tool? Because if there's a rotate tool, you can turn a thumbs up into a thumbs down. Now, I wouldn't be able to give you $100,000 just off the top of the bank account. I could give you a little here and a little there to get what you need.
Oh, you just have to sell another one of those mansions up on Promise Hill. I mean, there's a...
Well, I got to get that one finished first.
So positive or negative?
I want to go negative.
Yeah, I'll go negative.
So that's two negs, one positive, so it's negative. All right, Christy.
I just think that's a whole lot of money, Cliff.
Well, what can you do for us?
I can get you 10,000.
Well, I guess that's all I can get. We'll have to, Dave, maybe look somewhere else to get the money. You have any ideas? I guess that'll be the end of the scene.
I think we ain't talking about that here.
All right, Joseph, your turn.
I wanted to ask for his manager.
I forgot. What are the rules for the scenes? It's got to involve us somehow, right?
Yeah, you have to be in it. Basically, you just have to set up where it is and what's happening. You can have some objective, but that's not required. You can just start the scene and see where it goes. You can have as many people in it with you as you want. Probably not a good idea to have everybody in it.
And does it have to be with just-
Mike, I think Lieutenant Smith and Cliff are gonna go pay Alex. Christy's screen went.
We're
gonna go
Darwin Charleston.
Darwin a visit because I happen to know that Darwin is a accomplice of Doug Trinsdale. So we're gonna try a different angle.
Oh, so I'm thinking I don't know all this stuff. I'm just kind of dumb, so I'll just go along for the ride.
I know a lot about Darwin's past there.
Who's right. This guy we're going to see? Is it somebody that has money?
Old pal.
An old pal. Oh, okay. Give me a favor.
So you're a dirty cop. Was Clifton a dirty cop, or is it?
Guess we haven't decided that yet.
That's what I was wondering how this next part was going to go.
We'll find out.
Well, that's right.
He might get dirty. He might get dirty right now.
Brought me with him.
Yeah, this is the neighborhood that your buddy lives in. This is kind of sketchy over here. I mean, I don't know how anybody in this neighborhood's going to have, enough money to pay for football uniforms, but all right, whatever.
Hello?
Hey, Darwin. Joe Bunny, David.
David who?
David Smith.
Shit, what do you want, Smith?
Wow, he kind of seems like he doesn't know who you are. What's going on here?
I know who he is.
I want to buy you a beer, man. Come on.
So you still haven't opened the door? Is that what you're saying?
I open it now.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Darwin.
What do you look like? And what is your
beer, man?
What do you look like and what does your house look like when we see inside? I'm just curious.
I look like a punk. My house is a mess, but it has all sorts of things in it that don't seem to belong.
So you see this guy you don't know kind of looking curiously inside your house. I mean, we're still outside, but I'm looking through the door like.
Hey, don't. I throw my arm around Cliff. Hey, this is my buddy Clifton. We go way back from the force.
Great. What do you guys want? I'm busy.
I'm buying a beer, man. Come on, let's go down to the pub.
Shit. I know this means you want something. All right, just a second.
I want to buy you a beer.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Darren locks the door, and it has like 12 different locks that he locks on his house.
And I'm just like, what the hell is going on? I'm kind of walking along behind you guys on the way to the pub.
We're going to grab a seat. I'll pass around. Hey, Tony, hey, this around over here. Hey, how's that old football injury, Tony? Doing all right? Good to hear, man. Good to hear.
Just a point for you guys that are new, you can, if you're not in a scene, do like a lesser NPC, like the bartender.
I can take the bartender if he comes up again.
Just jump in and just do it. So while you're getting the drinks, I'm sitting there with Darwin kind of eyeballing him. I'm like, so how do you know David?
We have a former relationship from the police department.
Really? What kind of relationship is that, if I may ask?
You know, he was somebody that took an interest in me.
I bring all the beers back. I say, Darwin here, he knows people. That's what he's good at.
Yeah, does I know he? People.
Does he?
Yeah, he knows people. He knows how to get things, too.
All right, you got me my beer. Now, what do you really want?
Well, what I want is to talk to, you know Karen Trinsdale, right? You know the Trinsdales.
Yeah, everybody knows the Trinsdales.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Look. I remember I did you a favor back in the day, all right? I was hoping you could repay me. My friend here, Cliff, he needs some money. Help out a local team, his local team he's coaching. You know, this will be good for the community. And I can't get Karen, Doug's wife, to, you know, get on board with this.
So you want me to put you in touch with somebody who can help get the money from Karen?
I'd like to talk to Doug if, you know, if that's available, get my drink.
Chad and Christy, positive or negative?
I'm going to go positive on this one.
Same. I want to see where this goes.
All right.
It wasn't as heavy-handed as I was afraid it was going to be.
Nobody's head went through a table, you know.
Exactly. There was no belt threats. There was just an offer of beer. And.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm going to retire in a year. I don't need to be starting no fights.
Don't start no old
fights. I mean, I'm getting too old for this shit.
I'm just picturing your character as a weathered old black man.
Exactly.
You need a really crazy new, like, partner. Likes to pop his shoulder out of socket, you know.
Suicidal, so, got a death wish.
Yeah, kind of.
So has Alex agreed to hook us up with the Trinsdales then?
Yeah, I'll hook you guys up because I know that Smith here has always wanted to get some money by ripping her off, so.
What?
Well, isn't that.
Ripping? You're what?
I'm out of character.
Oh, yeah.
out of character, aren't we, like, shouldn't I take into account the need that the two of us have?
It's just that I may not know that he wants to do things like that, so I'm a little surprised.
Okay.
So, but that's a good place to end the scene.
All right.
And now, Alex, it's your turn to establish or resolve a scene.
I know.
Should I? Okay, let's see. Yeah, all right. So I'll establish a scene with Doug. Keep this story moving.
Okay.
All right. So let's see.
Where are you meeting, Doug? Just to, so we know where you are.
We got a location here. We probably should use it.
The unfinished mansion seems like a good location.
Okay.
At dark, when construction's over.
Yeah.
Doug, what is your legitimate job? Do you have one?
I was thinking just like, honestly, maybe lawyer, since that way, like, I handle all the legal paperwork for Karen's.
Okay. All right.
Well, I think it's, well, yeah, okay.
We can do bank. Let's do banker.
I kind of thought maybe Karen's the one with all the money, which is why you're into robbing her.
They said that he was giving her money.
Yeah, I'm the bankroll for her. Oh. That lets her play Monopoly.
So your criminal enterprises. Yeah. All right, we're at the abandoned mansion on Promise, Patriot Lane. Okay.
Just those two.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, Doug.
What do you want, Darren? I'm not not even looking at you. I'm just checking, and kicking the tires on the newest construction stuff to make sure the cheap ass contractors I bought.
Oh, they put tires on a mansion? Jesus.
An expression, Darren.
It's a very big trailer.
Listen, I know somebody who wants your help with something. They want to use our skills.
Uh-huh.
They need some money, and they want to get it from your wife.
They want it from me? Okay.
No, they want it from Karen.
Same thing. Well, how much they want, Darwin?
They want $100,000.
That's a lot of cash, Darwin. They got any thing for to give up in this, to give me in this transaction, or is this out of the charity of my deep, deep heart?
Actually, I'm going to back that up a little bit. He's going to say they want $200,000.
That's quite a bit of capital. I mean, to be fair, that'd buy you a room in this godforsaken place, but
yeah, I'd live in one of your shitty properties.
Fair enough.
Listen, they want the $200,000. They want to get it from your wife. I'm not entirely sure why. But specifically, they want to rip her off.
Uh-huh.
Look, I know you can do this.
I can.
You told me that you're kind of bored with your relationship. Isn't this something to do?
It's something to do. Be a little bit more. It's just one of those things where, like, I put so much money into that woman's monopoly train wreck of a business that it feel like a little bit like jerking myself off a little bit.
Yeah, but this way, you know what? We steal more than the $200,000, and you get some of that money back. Why don't we steal $300,000 and you take $100,000?
I voted negative.
Yeah, let me think.
Let me think. Let me think about it, Alex. I have to look at how much money she's got in the till to even pull from. You can't make a rock bleed only so much.
Dude, I've seen you make rocks hemorrhage.
All right, somebody else gonna vote?
I also go negative.
Oh. I guess I'll join the crowd. I'll go negative too.
All right, so it's a negative outcome.
Okay.
So we can finish up the scene with him basically telling you no, I guess.
Well, I'm not saying no. I'm just saying I'll think about it. Like, that was legitimate. I'll think about it.
Okay.
So, and the negative might just be like me finding out there's not enough cash. That's not enough cash in the two pull out $300,000.
Alrighty. And then time for Doug to establish a scene.
I guess so, just to keep the circle going around, because me and Karen can have a moment. We'll get,
have a moment.
I don't know how to set this one up though. So we can, I get back from checking the, come back home late from the construction site after having that conversation with Darwin, thinking about how and why would I get $300,000 out of your business account, and I come home and you're home from the club.
Yeah, I'm angrily chopping vegetables.
Angrily chopping.
How is the club? And I make eye contact long enough to recognize like this, like you're angrily chopping, and I'm not care. Like it's not like I'm not noticed. I'm telling you in my body language, I've noticed and do not care.
Yeah, she only chops vegetables if she's angry.
Did the cook?
The woman does not cook.
Is the cook sick again, darling?
No, I'm just upset.
Did someone make fun of your hairdo again at the club?
No.
I'm pulling out a wine cooler from the fridge.
No. You know, the realty company, you know, we sponsor that little football team.
The one that never wins?
Yes. And Kristen saunters up to me today with some other gentleman. I think he was one of the men he used to be on the force with. And they up and asked for $100,000.
Really? And I'm making a mental note about Darwin. I hand her a wine cooler. You go on.
Oh, no, thank you, dear. I already had a bottle of wine.
What's one more?
Okay. Well, yes. And they're like, you know, the field's getting blah, blah, blah.
That sounds like something like, for the
$100,000 is a lot of money.
It is. That's city money. The city should take care of that. I mean, we pay taxes for a reason, right?
Yes, but the country club is privately owned, and only children of country club members can be on that team. Why the country club can't fund it, I'm not certain.
I know. What the hell do our fees go to? I have that check every year for a reason.
Probably the pool.
That's true. You certainly make them go for pool boys quite a bit, don't you, dear?
It's not my fault their constitution is lacking.
Fair enough. I'm assuming you said no from the chopping.
Yes, I offered them $10,000, which is still a considerable chunk of money.
It is. But
I mean, we have so much sunk on Promise Hill, it's just. Or we have so much sunk on Patriot Lane, you know, we need to get it finished and sold. Maybe then we could roll $100,000 at someone. But until then.
Yeah, I was actually looking at that. I'm getting a little worried about it. I'm hoping we might have to fall back on the backup insurance policy for that one.
You don't think it needs to accidentally burn down, do you?
I mean, I do keep Darren on the payroll for a reason.
Yes.
I'm not really sure how this scene is going to go positively or negatively, but we need to make the decision about that.
I'm not sure what we were after.
I kind of walked away like
positive. So.
Yeah, you learned that someone was bleeding her for money.
Yeah, for much less money than I was told we were getting bled for. So I think we just figured out why the scene for Darren went bad.
All right, so I think this one's positive. Is that what we think?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Did I do a good job on that, by the way, Adam, OC?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Christy.
Yes.
You can loop back around to Mike.
Hmm.
Get it, we can complete this full circle. It actually worked really well narratively, I think.
It actually did. Hmm. I actually think that Karen needs that conversation to go on longer.
Okay.
To know what she needs to do next.
Okay, that's so we got, we need to go back the other direction, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So continue on. So, what do you think I should do? Should I give them any money? Should I pull all their funding?
No, we can't pull all the funding. We'll get angry looks at the country club.
I mean, it's not about, like I'm pulling the funding of impoverished children.
How about this? How about this? We're gonna get a great injection of capital from Patriot Lane. Either way.
Yeah.
Let's say we do it for 50. Meet them halfway.
All right.
And we put your name and we get your name and picture on the field. Nice. Ooh. Placard, maybe.
We can rename the field after my company.
Perfect. That's branding. That's branding. What that is. That tells me you're a real estate company who cares.
Yes.
I like it. Actually, you know what? No, let's upgrade the whole thing. Let's just upgrade it then. Let's throw all the profits from Patriot Lane into it and give them a nice state-of-the-art field that they can be proud of and your business can be proud of.
All right. But, you know, I think we should have, you know, creative control of it.
Obviously. I mean, you do such a work of a house in this house for decorating.
Yes.
I said we let you at least let you get the final veto, but it's only fair. It's your money.
Yes. Oh, this is so lovely. Thank you, dear.
Of course, my dear. Of course.
So it's all been very positive. I don't know how we could give it a negative.
Well, my thought was that's why I doubled down on it. Was that the doomed affair is us like. Social climbing with the money, risking and gambling on Patreon.
Oh yeah,
that's why I doubled down on it.
All right,
we're doomed because we're social climbers. Like we have enough money to be comfortable. So now we're working in the currency of influence.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
All right, I'm gonna go find the lieutenant again.
Oh, the lieutenant's in the bathroom.
Can we go across, or do we have? Can we only have scenes with someone we have a relationship with?
Oh, no, you can have a relationship with anybody. I was just trying to get this.
You can go directly back to Darwin and ask what he learned.
Yeah, I want
to. Or you could come to Doug. Or you could do Doug too.
Let's. I don't know Doug yet. Heard
Doug
of him.
Doug also goes to the country club. You have to kind of know.
I'm dragged there on the occasion.
All right. So I'll just say that I run into Doug at the country club, and I will.
Remind me, Karen. Did you name Clifton in our conversation or not? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Okay. I can remember or not. Okay.
Yeah, I totally named Clifton.
Okay.
So I run into Doug at the country club. Doug, how are you?
I'm looking at you like a pot. Cliff, right?
Yes. Come on. Cliff, you know
like I'm immediately like grab your hand like in like makeup for like the pause. Like Cliff, yeah, buddy. How you doing? Sit down.
I'm good. How's Doug Jr.? Is he still playing football in high school, or is he giving it up?
Oh, no. He's still gunning at it. Gotta get in the Ivy League somehow. That boy's got $1 million on him. Hell no, he's not stopping.
I thought you should know that there's this fella. I believe his name was Darwin, who claims that you and he have some kind of association. I just thought you might want to know that he's telling people that you and he are kind of working together.
Really?
Did I mention him? I don't remember.
Yeah, you mentioned both of them.
By name?
Yes.
Well, that's the reason the lieutenant went to talk to you, so you would go talk to Doug. So
Darwin's an idiot.
That's what Doug is thinking right now. Yeah, Darwin, I mean, I got a lot of guys in the work crews. I mean, it might be one of them. I could ask my foreman, but I'm so bad with names. I see so many people in my business. You know how it is. I mean, I can't imagine you know every kid's name on the team.
I think this might be a little bit more than a work relationship. He was evidently had the idea that you might be able to get a large sum of money for him for something.
I'm doing pretty well. Patriot Lane's a big project. I can't imagine why anyone wouldn't be a bad assumption. I could acquire quite a bit of cash as needed. But
you know, I still have some associates on the force.
It's probably just some work crewman who's been nosing around, overheard me and the foreman talking about the listing price and just started talking shit. They're so bored. I mean, you'd be surprised the stories they come up with on the work site.
So, you wouldn't mind if I discussed you and Mr. Charleston's relationship with some of my friends on the force, then, I guess. You wouldn't care about that?
Oh my God, you're blackmailing him.
I just don't think it's necessary, Clint. I mean,
Maybe you should speak to your wife about reconsidering the donation for the football team. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And we actually were talking about it last night. We were thinking some stipulations would be required, but I mean, I think I got it to the point where she could have a discussion about it. You should call up and remember our conversation, Clint.
Positive or negative?
I'm in it, so I can't vote.
It sounds
that could go either way, honestly.
It sounds positive to me.
For Mike, yeah.
So I'm going to successfully blackmail him, and that would just
yeah, that's what. Kind
well,
of
I mean, he
like.
Was going to give you the money anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But on the flip side, like I got nothing on him. That was all punches in my direction in that conversation. Like I was trying to figure out where to flip this into a reverse intimidation, but I had nothing because if it had been Joseph doing it, I could have done kind of thing. But Mike's the clean one.
All right, very good. I'm glad we've had this conversation. And tell Doug Jr. Good luck in playing high school ball.
Will do. He always talks about you as a role model. Good to see that he put his faith in such a good man.
Oh yeah, great guy.
Okay, so now we know that Cliff was a dirty cop. Okay, so what you missed was like Cliff just blackmailed Doug. Yeah. What?
I mean, yeah. What?
I don't know yet.
All right, Joseph, your scene.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Okay. What all have I really missed?
That's really the only conversation. Was he here for me and Karen?
You found out that was your conversation.
Yeah, we finished that conversation on the back end for Karen for Chrissy's next scene.
What did anything crazy happen?
We're going in for what? We said like 200.
Oh. So Clifton got the money.
No.
And then he blackmailed me on top of that just to be extra sure.
I told him to make sure Karen gives me the money. So it seems legit.
Well, question, get a beer, man.
Okay.
Hey, Clifton, I know you're already retired, but you retired kind of early when the force still had a pension, man. you know, I've only got a year left of this, man. I can't do this much else. I need a retirement fund here, man. I thought this Karen was gonna get us some money, and you know, you were gonna give me a little kickback there.
Well, I had a little conversation with her husband, and I think she'll be playing ball.
Oh, good.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And just in case that doesn't really work out, I also have this. And he kind of kicks a bag under the table towards you. I found this in an unfinished house on Patriot Lane.
Oh, that one that burned down a couple months ago?
Yeah. Apparently, yeah. There was a large sum of money in there.
Yeah, I heard about it. Well, that's a nice little nest egg there. That'd make a good
Well, it's burned. It's ashes, but there was a large sum of money. Who you suppose would have been putting a large sum of money in a house like that?
Well, I think I got a couple of ideas there. You know, the reason why, one of the things I knew Darwin, you know, was doing, one of the reasons why I kind of knew him, he was hiding some stuff for them Chainsdales over there. That's why I knew him.
So Trinsdale, where's Trinsdale getting all this money anyway?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, that's a good question. I had a lot of stuff on my plate. A couple of years ago when I was tasked to look into that. It just kind of fell by the wayside. It's a real good question, though. I mean, I got the file on my desk still at the precinct. I mean,
usually when you have large sums of cash like this laying around, it's drugs.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, you don't find money like this from doing home burglaries, you know?
You know, we'll see. Next time I get back in the office, you know, I'll look into that file. See if I can find it. You get my drift.
You got all kinds of ideas for where he's getting the money from. positive or negative?
This is for Joseph?
Yes.
I'm going to go.
What was Joseph?
I'm
going to
go with positive
for
this one. I'll vote positive.
What were you after?
Yeah.
Just trying to get some money. Trying to get some money for retirement.
Yeah, money for retirement. Yeah.
All right, well, positive then. It's burnt, but he got it.
No. I read it as he's got an idea where to get it now, which is the Promised Hill.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, Cliff, I think what I remember about that folder is there was a name.
Oh, yeah.
That particular that burnt down, that being sold by Karen Trinsdale.
Imagine that.
You know, I'm just saying, I don't know if I'm going to find that folder or not, but you let me know if I need to find it and get my drift.
All right, we'll see what happens.
All right. Hey, this is a good beer, man. You take it.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you too.
Railroaded.
It's kind of hard to be railroaded when you are criminals.
Lies. I'm not a criminal. I'm a real estate agent.
Same thing. All right, Alex, you're seen.
Okay. So let's see. I guess Darwin's going to go talk to Lieutenant Smith.
Where at? The precinct?
Back at the bar.
For not being one of the locations, this bar is getting a lot of use.
Oh, yeah, we got the...
Oh, don't worry. I got plans for Promise Hill. I promise you that.
Promise Hill's on there twice.
Yeah, Thomas the country club and the mansion. Neighborhood.
The country club.
Patriot right. Lane, the unfinished mansion.
Yeah, I have plans for the mansion.
Uh-oh.
All right.
So I'm not in on this conversation then, right? It's just the two of you?
Yeah, just the two of us. So, Smith, I got some bad news for you. I don't think Trinsdale's on board. He was pretty resistant to this idea.
Huh. What idea? I thought you were just supposed to get Clifton hooked up with the guy.
Yeah, he doesn't want to have anything to do with or he said he would think about it, but I know him. He's not going to want to do it. That's not his kind of robbery. He prefers sort of white collar crime. But so I think if we still want this money, maybe you and I need to go take care of this personally.
Hey, look, man, I don't know what you're getting at. I'm tired of you.
What? You called me the other day.
I'm getting too old for this shit, man. I was just hooking up with a guy who knew Doug. That was it.
You didn't want any piece of this money.
Piece of money? I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Oh, all of a sudden he's Mr. Innocent now.
All right, dude.
Well, seems like this is going negatively for Doug.
Yeah, I don't even know where to go. All right, dude. Fuck you. Don't call.
Depending on how everybody votes, I know how to end it, but I got to know what everybody wants to vote.
I'm going to go negative.
I want to go. I know where Alex is going with this, and I want him to go there. So, for that sake alone, I'm going to go with positive because I'm going to go if David's playing coy.
All right, Christy, you get to break the tie.
I want to see where this was going. Where you think this is going to go too? So I'm going to go positive.
All righty.
Man, okay.
Alex, you're throwing your bone, look, man.
Look, Darwin, I mean, I know you've probably heard some things about me, but I'm not, you know, I'm not really into that kind of stuff per se. And I've got my hand just kind of on the table, just kind of like, you know, like I'm waiting for you to put something in my hand.
Am I buying you a drink? I don't quite understand.
Yeah, we can call it that. Yeah. Buy me a drink. Yeah. I'm kind of thirsty. I'm real thirsty, you know? I'm craft. What the hell is that boat called? Shit. I'm speedboating a lake kind of thirsty.
I have no idea what that means.
Damn you, hard headed. Look,
he lives in a trailer park.
That's what I'm getting at, all right? Jeez.
That's what I'm talking about. Me too.
Dumb nowadays.
Clearly, the Trinsdale's got the money. I'm saying you and I go get it.
And I'm saying that we should be a little bit subtle about stuff like that. Look, obviously you want in on this, so I'll bring you in, okay? You can help me and Clifton. I'm sure you can do something.
What do you guys got planned?
Look, you'll know when you need to know, all right, Darwin?
Yeah, all right, man.
Can we give us a 0.5 positive?
Well, if y'all had voted negative, I was going to deny everything and just walk away. So.
Which is why we voted positive.
All right, man, whatever.
All right, Chad, your scene.
I'm going to meet up with Darren at his place, is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
And I'm just going to brought with me a very clean, filed off 22 pistol.
Uh-oh.
Be quiet. Just in case, and start pounding on Darren's door, asking about midday.
For the last time, Trinsdale, it's Darwin, not Darren.
Oh, sorry, Darren. Whatever, open the door. Open the door.
I thought we agreed you were never going to come here. I don't come to your house. You don't come to my house.
Well, you do really stand out in this neighborhood.
That's why he didn't know what Joseph was, what Cliff was talking about. He thought his name was Darren.
Open the door. We're not, right, both of us have been making mistakes lately, haven't we?
Get the hell inside here.
I come in. Sit. I just like sit down. On, I just look around for a place to sit and decide. Never mind. And stand. So, 300,000, right?
Yeah, that was 100 for you and 200 for my guy.
Uh huh. He wanted 100, so that was gonna be 100 for me, 100 for you, and 100 for him.
Yeah, it's called a finder's fee. What are you new?
I don't like finder's fees I don't know about, Darren.
Why the hell else was I doing this? For the good of humanity? I gotta make some money.
Some. Again, I don't like knowing how little. Because all I know, you could be walking away with $200,000, and there is no other guy.
Oh, there's this another guy.
This relationship is built on trust, Darren. And right now, I'm feeling a little depleted.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, man. We could have split the extra money. You could write it off as insurance fraud, and then you get it twice. So what are you complaining about?
How about this, Darren? We're going to do it this. You're going to get 50, and we're going to make the money real fast. We're going to do the old hatching job on the old on the Patriot Place. Constructors found some foundational issues. I've told them to keep quiet about it. That place is never going to get right set up in a century. So we're going to make it go poof.
For 50 grand.
The 50 grand. And 50 grand and my trust restored for continued business.
You know what? That sounds like a great relationship to keep. So, yeah, I'm on board.
So, actually, I think we're supposed to tell you whether you're on board or not. Positive or negative.
Yeah, you know what? I need to just think about this for just a minute.
So we'll put the Jeopardy music on for everybody else.
I think blowing up the house sounds like a great idea.
Positive.
Okay, yeah, it's positive. All right, you're good, carry on.
All right, so yeah, you know what? I agree. This is a good way to restore our relationship.
And I'm gonna let go of the gun in my pocket and reach out and shake his hand. Now you're gonna beer because I'm gonna wait till it gets dark before I come back out of this. Walk out in that hellhole again.
Yeah, I got it for you.
All right. First, Karen, last scene of Act One.
Y'all are about to hate me. Okay, so Karen is going to go get her a cashier's check and buy the field herself.
And so not are you buying it? So are you buying the club? Buying it off from the club?
Yes. The country club.
Okay. I'm doing it all myself and not like using Cliff as an intermediary because, you know, why do you need a middleman?
I like this because I put this idea in your head, so I kind of like this.
You did.
What is your scene going to be, though? Telling Cliff what you've done.
If you need an NPC, I can do an NPC. You could do like informing Clifton ever so snootily that like I don't need you kind of thing.
Okay. Like, she comes up to, like, Clifton at the club, and she's got, like, this box in her hand. And she's like, oh, Clifton!
Yes, Miss Trinsdale?
Oh, please, you can call me Karen.
Okay, Karen.
I have a surprise for you.
Why do I not like the sound of that?
But it's exactly what you wanted. I, through the graciousness of my own heart and the expanse of my bank account, have purchased the field, set forth renovating it, and then she opens up the box, and I got you new uniforms.
All right, I need to know now, positive or negative, so I know how to respond to this.
For Christy, it's probably positive. For everybody else, it's negative.
All right, it could be negative for Karen if I respond in a certain way, but just tell me whether to how I'm responding.
Well, I mean, it sounds positive, but I'm curious about what your negative response is, so I'll say negative.
I mean, you wanted the money, so you're probably upset.
Yeah, but whether I want to make a big deal about it right now is kind of up to. So
it
I got
the
one
middle of the country club.
I got one negative. So what's? I think Chad is gone. So Joseph, what do you do? What are you voting?
If Chad's not there, I was gonna vote. Positive. That just puts us in a stalemate.
Yeah, well, okay, well, we'll just go with positive for now. And we'll wait till later to get revenge on Karen.
Remember, nobody can die before the twist.
Oh, he's back.
Sorry. And then enter a call of nature.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're about to the end of this act, so.
Okay.
All right,
I heard about the tilt.
All right, Karen, that was very generous of you. I really appreciate you taking care of all that. You're a fine upstanding member of the community, and he looks pissed off as he walks away. All right, everybody has two cards in your hand.
Did we vote on that one? Did they go negative?
Yeah, it was positive. Okay. That's why I just took her abuse and said fine. Some of you have just two blue cards. A couple of us have a blue and a red card. If you have a blue and a red card, you need to subtract the smaller one from the larger one. If you just have two blue, just add the totals together.
So am I clicking on the positive outcome twice or?
I just look at the two cards that you have.
Oh, okay. Okay. I understand now. Okay.
And if they're both the same color, just add the numbers on them together. If they're two different colors, which Alex, you're the only one other than me who has two different colors, subtract the smaller one from the larger one.
Okay.
So Chad, what is your total
eight.
Number? And that is eight blue. Christy, what you got? Joseph has four. Christy has six. I have one, so because I have one of each. And Alex, what do you have?
I have one.
You have one also.
Wow, right, this is a...
Chad and Christy get to determine the tilt. So what the tilt is something that's about to happen that's going to change the way the game has been going. So during these last two scenes, we have to use one of these two. We have to use these two tilt cards, and the game will change in that manner. So, Chad, you have the highest number. So choose one of your two cards and put it up in the middle there.
Okay. One of them, you said?
Yep, just one of them.
I think this one's fitting.
Whichever one you like the most. And that is failure, a stupid plan executed to perfection.
The other option was you thought it was taken care of, but it wasn't. So I feel like this one might was more fitting given what was going on.
All right, and Christie's is failure. Something precious is on fire.
Oh, God.
That's the reason I laughed as hard as I did when I looked at them.
This is actually really well. These two work really well.
We're going to end up burning down my house rather than like the Patriot.
I just love the fact from the two fiascos I've what now I've seen from completion, I feel like explosions is always a safe answer.
Oh, man, if you haven't listened to, what's the name of the one about Nashville we did?
Twang Town.
If you haven't listened to Twang Town, oh, my God, it's so funny. Outlaw Country, woo!
Okay, so now what? So we've got something's on fire.
Another act, two more scenes each. Starting with me again, and right now I am extremely pissed off at Karen. So, what would I do about that? Would I go to Doug? You know what? I'm going to
go to Doug.
I'm going to give myself a negative outcome, and you guys tell me what I'm doing.
you're going to Doug? Okay. I'm going to be quiet since I'm in it. So.
What's that?
We have to get a stupid plan. So I'm going to say you meet with Doug and the plan comes out of it.
What?
Doug's like, holy shit, that crazy bitch actually went and did that.
Okay, so which plan we talk about comes out?
I mean, it's something to involve the tilt, so it's got to be a stupid plan. Eventually, it's going to succeed.
And up on fire.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, let's do it as Clinton, like, confronts me about what Karen did, maybe. Okay, in that case, I'm going to have to know then what was the actual contents of that conversation since I missed all of it.
Oh, she like sauntered up to him with like a box. It was like, you won't believe what I was like, yes, I have such a surprise for you. I just put a down payment on the field. I now own it. I'm going to be renovating it. It's going to be named after me. And here's your new uniform. Ta-da!
All right. So I'm going to go. Actually, I'm going to take David with me. And he has no idea where we're going. But, we're going to find Doug, and we're going to find him. Where would a good place to be to find him?
Maybe my office, because
we're going to go. We're going to go into his office.
Are you saying the outcome? Or are you saying the scene?
Not even letting me know.
Yeah.
I mean, we set the scene, so it could be wherever we want.
I think the office might be a good place for this one. Since I'm going to use.
All right. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm going to take you with me, David.
Well, you're not setting the scene though. Maybe I don't want to be there. No, I'll be there. You've already told me though what all has happened. So.
Yes.
Doug secretary, probably leaving his office, buttoning her blouse, you know.
So I stormed past the secretary into the office, let David in, and slammed the door.
Hey, watch that. I'm still paying on that door.
Yeah, I'm here to – I can't even talk. We're here to talk about paying.
Dog, you know your wife's students.
You know, and not in the good you, way. You and every other man in the country clubs. What's new?
Yeah, not in that way.
I mean,
she took the money that, that
this is a construction office, right?
I think he said he's a lawyer.
We only went with banker, but I financed the construction. But
okay, so you're a banker, okay.
Yeah. So it's a nice it's a nice office, yeah.
Let's see, you probably got like a heavy paperweight or something.
Yeah.
They go over and just play with it a little bit. Kind of pick it up, you know, feel out its weight.
Doug's turning his attention away from Clifton over to David. Lieutenant, please, can you please explain what you and your angry friend here are going on about?
Listen, tell him.
Your wife took our money, bought property from the country club, and bought some stupid football uniforms with our money.
Really? Do you have any paperwork showing that you have ownership of this upset finances?
I'm going to drop the paperweight real hard.
Lieutenant, on your salary, you can't afford the desk. I wouldn't suggest that anymore.
So
I can afford a lot from you, Doug.
Do we have anything showing that this money is ours? What do you think, Dave? Think we have anything that shows that this money is ours?
Oh no, she didn't give you anything. She said she bought it.
He's referring to the file. He's referring to the file.
Oh, that file.
Doug, let's just not play games now, okay? You're starting to mess with the band's retirement fund here, and I'm not really appreciating it.
I thought we were discussing a football field. I didn't hear anything about the police.
What we're discussing is your money laundering business.
Now, Joseph,
David.
That's Lieutenant Smith.
Lieutenant, bigger men than you have took a crack at that file, and I mean.
Oh, I've got plenty of evidence. You're just lucky that the evidence so far hasn't appeared.
Oh, uh-huh. Oh, goodness. That was a big burp, baby.
What are you going to do? This is
a negative outcome for me, so he's not going to play ball at this point. So
from what my understanding, what Clifton's getting is what he wanted, a nice, well-renovated field for his kids. I mean, I haven't seen what my wife picked up for uniforms. I can only imagine, and my pity to you and condolences. I can work out maybe getting a different color scheme. Because I can't imagine what god-awful combination of pink and fuchsia she came up with, but...
Do you think we really care about the damn football thing?
They are eggplant and burgundy. I do not know what he's talking about. Shut up.
They can wear sweatsuits to play football in, for all I care.
That's okay, Doug. We can go have a conversation with your partner, Mr. Dalton. You have a nice day, okay? You have a nice day.
You too, Lieutenant. I hope your retirement goes very, very well.
Oh, yours is going to be real nice. Bars, I hear, are very nice for people like you.
All right.
Any more accusations like that, Lieutenant, you'll be hearing from my attorney.
Isn't that you? Okay, Joseph, your scene.
Well, I got a lot of positive cards, so I kind of want mine to be positive. I hate it when people do that, but I also don't want to get screwed, so.
All right, so he is having a positive outcome. What's his scene?
Okay, so Joseph, he's having a positive outcome. Maybe it's up. He says he goes to talk to Darren. So maybe it's him and Darren at Patriot Lane, because Mike told him about the money that I apparently stash in my properties. So maybe they're looking for the money.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sure.
All right. So Lieutenant Smith and Darwin are at Patriot Lane.
All right, Darwin, what'd you call me out here for?
Oh, sure, put it on me. what did you say? You said you were going to have something for me to do, so what is it?
Well, right now, we're in the business of screwing Doug Trinsdale, so what's the best way we can do that? you got any dirt on him? Anything that I can bring him up on charges on? You'll be completely in the clear, okay? Don't worry about that. We got our arrangements.
you got anything, any green for that to make it happen?
Well, that's kind of the point here, is to get him in behind bars and you in the clear.
Me in the clear for what?
Look, Darwin, I know you work for Doug.
You got any proof of that?
Oh, I got one back in my office. So far, it hasn't come to the light of day.
There's an awful lot of evidence in this office.
All right, that is
over there.
Fine. You want it? You want to get Doug Trinsdale? I'm supposed to burn down one of his properties. I'll tell you the where and the when. Wait, that's not going to incriminate Doug so much. Or here, tell you what. Doug needs to give me the plan for the where and the when. Why don't you have me wear a wire?
That sounds like a good idea. Yeah, we can do that. You are now underneath the police protection, okay? You're helping the police out. You're in the clear on this, okay?
Just give me the goddamn file.
I really want at the end of this to be no files. I really want that to be. And Joseph's just really good at faking being stupid. David, right. I'm sorry.
Is that the end of that scene? Is that the end of that scene then?
That seems like a good point. That's pretty positive for him. He's got a mountain of dirt on Doug now.
Yep. Hey, you know, something precious is going to be on fire.
I'm tired. Hey, Alex, you're seeing...
Or it could be your files.
All right. I'm gonna say it's Darwin and Doug.
Okay.
And Darwin's got his wearing a wire.
Okay, so you're setting the scene. Okay, so you're not declaring them.
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
Okay, where are we at then?
We are at Promise Hill because we don't want to meet at each other's houses unless so we
the,
have to.
You, let's meet at the Patriot Lane house. Like we can be both be setting the place up together.
Okay. All right. So all right, Trinsdale. What's the plan here?
You bring the stuff.
Yeah, I got the stuff.
Okay. So I say you start painting upstairs. I'll get the trim work down here, and we plant everything to go to dry this place up about an hour from now.
What are you talking about? I'm not going to paint anything.
The euphemism, Darwin. We've been over this before.
Yeah, well, I don't do so good with euphemisms.
Ain't that the bloody honest truth? Look, just do your thing up in the upstairs. I want to make sure the place falls in. We need to make sure the place looks real good when we're done.
All right, Neil. The only way this is going to have a negative outcome is if the wire is not working.
Actually, there has been no...
No, he hasn't admitted to anything.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, all right. So, why don't you do the... why don't you get the upstairs ready to burn, and I'll do the downstairs.
Fine. Well, damn knees. And I pick up the... I rip the bag... I'm like two double bags, gym bags. I rip one of the bags off his shoulder, and start walking up the stairs a little, milking a bad knee, complaining basically. This would be bitching basically. I'm bitching. All right, Darren, just get the downstairs part this time. Last time you were sloppy as hell.
For the last time, it's Darwin.
Positive or negative?
Huh.
I left room for both in my that was my intention at the end. I left room for both.
And
that is true, right? I can't vote since I was in it, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'll go with positive.
Alright. Sounds positive to me.
All right.
Joseph, did you get a net vote? Or is...
Yep, Joseph, you want to vote?
He's taking the baby.
Okay, we have two positives, so his vote really wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Democracy.
His vote is just thing or a turd. I don't know. Is he a clean baby now?
He's a clean baby.
Yeah, clean baby.
Best kind of baby.
He's also a cute baby.
All right, Chad, your scene. We still haven't had a stupid plan yet.
Well, I kind of thought the we could either take it as the wire thing being the stupid plan, or the burn the house down. It's the stupid plan.
However you want to go.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to see if I can get something. Actually, I got a good idea to do this. I know. I got something that's going to utilize the something precious and on fire. I'm going to steal Chrissy's idea and get it incorporated. I like it. I'm going to have a scene with Joseph at his precinct office. And the intention here is we'll find out how far I can get with this. So I'm going to go in Lieutenant David's office to have a conversation, to finish our conversation from my office. And it's just David there.
Mr. Jones there, what can I do for you?
Lieutenant, I thought we should have a conversation between cooler heads, you know, more disinterested parties. In between with this business arrangement you and me and Mr. Johnson have. And I sit down comfortably.
I close the door.
This is a nice office. I mean, for a lieutenant, I mean, it's private. It's fairly quiet, given that the ruckus outside.
It's kind of a callback to the old days, you know. The new offices don't look this good.
I know. It's a dying era. I know. But as I was saying, I think you and me can come to an arrangement where no unnecessary drama has to happen in order for you to be taken care of, my needs to be taken care of, and Karen gets to have this, that it's going to be a really, really pretty, stadium. It's going to be great for the town. It might even reduce crime. I mean, you know how good it is for kids to get into sports.
Oh, of course. My son, he grew up on that very, very not that park, the one on the other side of Fremont.
not the
y'all got grandkids. I'd love to get them in on that park, you know.
Oh, exactly. And we could even have it open because now it's not the country clubs anymore. It's my wife. So I mean, we could open it up to the city kids. Get the school to have a nice place to play.
That was her plan.
It is now. And like I said, I mean,
Doug, I'm going to be retiring in about a year.
Exactly. And the place is going to need a security office, is what I was thinking.
Security office. I was thinking about getting a construction business.
And what business?
Construction business. I got a cousin, you know, he's got a small little firm. I was thinking about going to work
Vinny?
Say what?
Vinny
yeah,
Smith.
Yeah.
I know Vinny. Does good work. I hire him when I'm up that way. Yeah, you could definitely get like a branch down here. Get a branch open down here for Vinny. I throw a little work your way. Keep take care of you.
Well, I'm saying, I didn't positive take or care. Negative for Doug.
Yeah. I think Doug's doing really well. I think he's like laying the plans of here. Have some retirement.
Now what I'm gonna.
Let me finish off this pitch before we vote.
Okay, let me finish off the pitch. Now, what I'm going to need, though, Doug, is that if I'm going to take David, if I'm going to take care of you, David, I'm going to need you to take care of me, and I'm going to need those files to
my possession. I'm here to protect and serve, Doug. That's my job.
Exactly, and with this nice community enrichment, you're going to do so much more for the crime rate than. Digging up some ugly, it's going to be a court battle and a half, trust me. That's not going to go anywhere. Meanwhile, if you take care of me, you take care of the community. And that's why I'll leave it paused until we get a vote.
I'm throwing a positive on this.
Okay. Anyone else?
We'll go with positive.
Yeah, we'll go with positive.
Okay, and like I said, need you to—you don't have to give them to me now. That looks suspicious. Just leave them at Patriot Lane for me, and I'll take care of the rest.
Hey, look, Doug, I'm gonna give you even one better. All right, you need to watch out for Darwin, okay?
Oh, I know. Dawn one's taken care of. I take care of my people. Don't worry about that, Lieutenant.
All right. Well, it's good to hear from you, Doug. Anytime you need anything, you come stop by the precinct. All right.
Will do. And like I said, don't be afraid to bring your kids, bring the grandkids over.
Oh yeah. I'll tell Jim about it.
You have a good day now. And I tip my hat and leave and like wave at the cops as I walk in. Walk away. Trying to look as like make this look as like friendly social call as much as possible.
All right, there is a aspect of the rules that I failed to tell the new people. There's a limited number of positive and negative outcomes, so there is only one more positive outcome. Every outcome after that is going to be negative.
Great. Okay.
It happens.
I was kind of wondering how that worked with the cards. I knew that's how that worked with the dice. So I was kind of wondering how that worked with the cards.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. There's one more positive card than the rest of them after that are going to be negative.
All right. I'm cool with Doug having bad things happen to him from now on. Doug's just trying to play this as best he can, the hand as well best as he can.
All right, Christy.
Yo.
Your scene.
Let's see.
So let me just to clarify something: is David going to bring the paper, the files to Patriot Lane or not? I was trying to go for the something precious is on fire.
Well, we'll have to see later on.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. Hold on. Technical difficulties. Technical difficult, baby. All things considered, he's a great kiddo.
I sense there's a button that's...
Hey, he just turned 3 months today, and he's already had 2 major back surgeries, so...
That'll do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was born with a spina bifida, but he's doing great.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. Can't take any credit on that. He's adopted. Okay, so, what do I want to do? I'm seriously thinking that Karen's not as in the dark as everyone thinks she is.
I mean, I kind of openly talked about with you in vague terms.
Yeah.
So. I know you're not as stupid as you let on.
Yeah, they probably have, like, a prenup, and everything's in her name, just in case he goes up ever, you know?
Yeah.
Which is probably really bad for him if she decides to.
But that's the thing. That prenup's for the assets you know about. Why do you think I hoard hundreds of thousands of dollars at each of the properties?
This is true. So, let's see. The mansion's already burning or to be burned.
It's set to go. It's how I have it right now. Which is why I think it's good that we burned through all the positive outcomes already before that happens.
Yeah.
My thought about the something precious is on fire is that Darwin maybe burns the wrong house.
I was thinking of Karen.
But Karen gets burned up. Aww.
Yeah, you can't kill people in this, and we're getting near the end, so if you're going to kill somebody, this is the time to do it.
Hmm.
Right, you've already, like, made an enemy out of Mike.
Yeah.
And Karen and Darwin haven't done anything yet.
This is awesome.
You also haven't done anything with your getting lost in a doomed affair thing there either.
I'm trying to think how we can. We've kind of. Maybe you could. How about this in a truly Karen way? How about now that you own the thing, you just keep going. You go a little like. spending frenzy with on the stadium. Like you just sit there, like just keep digging us in further into debt on, with it, maybe. Like so, like I so like it becomes the blowing up the Patriot place is no longer a money making thing. It's a stop the hemorrhaging.
I'm actually considering like burning the brand new purchased stadium to the ground and blame it on Clifton.
That could work too. I was just saying like because like you going like insane with the idea of the was like because it was an idea we came up with and it would be that a stupid plan executed perfectly theme. I was thinking, but running down the stadium would be a good fun. Would be funny too. I like that. Because it's the only other precious thing in the on the playing board.
I like. Is this my last turn, or do I have another one?
No, you have one more after this.
I am going to call one of my really good friends, who just happens to be Doug's secretary. Who, of course, was listening in on the complete conversation that was happening in his office.
Okay,
I could be the secretary. Like, I could be the secretary if we want for the NPC, unless someone else wants to do it.
And she's gonna learn about what's been going on because she's pretty much in the dark, except for the stuff that Doug has told her. Like the rest of the group, she's just like.
Yeah, like as far as you know, you're just the pivot of an angle. You don't know there's another side of this triangle.
All right, so Karen and the secretary. I guess it's the phone conversation.
I can. So am I the NPC? Or does someone else want to do it? I don't want to. I don't want to hog line spotlight.
Seems like it's you.
Go ahead. Okay.
All right. Her name is Brenda.
Are you going to answer the phone, Brenda?
Yes, Karen, honey. How are you? How are you? Bless your heart. How are you?
We just became Southerners. Oops, somebody got lost. I think we lost Christy.
Of course we did.
That's going to make the scene difficult.
Well, hopefully she'll be back in a minute.
He's typing.
Zoom kicked me out. Huh.
Weird.
Kick it back. It's kind of funny. I kind of wish I had gotten the community one. That community one, the law officer and the community person. Because I kind of went in my head. I was like, I was gonna be the Machiavellian president of the homeowners association guy. Yeah, we got Chrissy back yet, or?
Nope, she's still not there yet.
Burning down the doo-doo. Burning down. Does anyone here watch the tabletop episode of Fiasco?
No.
I highly recommend it. It's fun. It's funny to watch people who write because he has a couple. I think he purposely picked writers to be on the show with him for that one.
Right.
So it's like having like the guys who did Criminal Mind. Get to do this, and they did theirs in disco 70s, so it takes place at a nightclub.
Cool. I'll have to check it out.
Yay! So, Karen Dawes, how about that bad connection? How you doing?
Oh, wait a minute. I have to.
Oh.
She's waiting in the.
I thought she said it let me in. Never mind.
She's telling me to let her in. Now she's back. Are you there?
Christy
connected to audio, it says.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
Sorry, Karen. Sorry, Karen, that we had a bad connection. How are you doing, love?
Oh, it's okay, sweetheart. So, how is your day going?
Lord, honey, it's stressful. That husband of yours has been working me ragged. I swear, my fingers...
I'm sure he has. You're not getting splinters on your backside again, are you?
Honey, you know I wouldn't do backstep betray you like that. That's uncalled for.
Wow. Oh.
But you know, though, if you'd be nice to me, I might let you in on a little something I overheard, maybe for a door frame.
Oh, you know I'm the one that gives you your Christmas bonus.
I know that. You make sure to write it really big on the check, which is impressive. That nice Lieutenant David Smith and Captain Johnson came in, and Johnson was 8 different colors of red, honey. I was worried he's about to slug your husband. I had 911 ready on the phone line. There was all a cop here anyway, so I didn't know what to do. So obviously, out of concern, I overheard, listened in on the conversation, and they were talking about a whole bunch of money that you owed Clifton.
Well, that Clifton was trying to get out of me, yeah.
Oh, that makes a bit more sense. I don't know what I was like. Clifton don't make a lick of money. That I don't know why that country club keeps him on. They were trying to get money out of you?
Yeah.
They were talking about Doug and how they put him in jail. And I was like, goodness gracious, I've worked with that man for 20 years. I'm not seeing he's above the board on everything.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
A dirty cop. Is a dirty cop. Because I know you listened to it over the intercom. Did you happen to record any of it?
You know me, honey. I keep tapes and everything in this place.
Are we giving Karen the last positive outcomes?
If we give her a negative, I have okay way to keep going with this.
I mean,
it's up to you guys. Like
she got the information, or she's getting...
Why?
Because I want the positive.
No. You just don't want me to get dirt on your character.
Okay, go with that. I'm going to say negative.
So we got one negative. What's the other two, boss?
I'm going to go negative just because we only have one more positive, just to save it for something better.
Okay.
But
you know, your husband, you may give him a bonus. But that bonus could be a wee bit bigger.
Ooh, she's trying to get money out of you, too.
since the bank of Karen's opened up, don't think I didn't hear about, I heard from the county clerk about that big check you pulled out just now, honey.
Wow.
You just have your ears everywhere.
It's what I do. Your husband doesn't get any calls. Besides take care of him, unlike you, what else? I have a blunt of time in my hands. So I think I'm just going to keep that tape for now and see how much money you can dig up for me. How about that?
All right.
Call my insurance policy.
All right. This is my last scene, and I don't really know what to do.
That's it. You didn't. You had the fighting angry with me. You fighting angry with Chrissy already. you know I'm dirty with something involving Darwin. You've just talked about everyone, so I don't know where I'd go with you. Yeah. So ultimately, I guess, like, what did you need? Because, like, you're getting the because, like, David needed the retirement money from the from this fiasco.
Yeah, I didn't really I didn't have a need.
Yeah. Well, you got that object we haven't really played with that much yet.
Yeah, I kind of showed it to David.
Yeah. Can we do something with the country club? Because we've really not involved the country club that much.
No, we haven't.
Really.
Hmm.
Or maybe you could contribute to the doomedness of me and Karen, because we've not really... We still haven't really set that up yet. Probably needs to be me and Karen's main project.
Right, I'm just going to throw something totally off the wall into the game. I'm going to show up at Karen's. I'm going to show up at the country club and find Karen alone somewhere, and you believe that. You believe that you have defeated me, do you?
Defeated you? Why? Yeah. I just gave you everything you wanted. You wanted a new field. You wanted uniforms. I just provided that for you.
Well, let's not play stupid, shall we? Just like playing stupid is not going to work as far as what's in this envelope right here.
Well, then perhaps if we're not playing stupid, you stop treating me like a dumb bitch.
Well, just take a look at what's in there. It's pictures of you. It's pictures of you and whoever it is you're having an affair with. I'll let you decide that.
You know, I was thinking about the secretary.
Okay. You could go with Darren.
Darwin?
Darwin.
Darwin.
Or Darren.
You're having an affair with Darwin. That'd be hilarious.
That would be pretty funny.
And it would be doomed. It would be a doomed affair, that's for sure.
Let's
so how does she react when she sees these photos of whoever it is?
Now, what kind of photos are they? Are they compromising photos?
Yes.
Now, where on earth did you get these?
Have you forgotten that I used to be a police officer? I still have a few connections around.
Well, a police officer does not equate Peeping Tom.
Oh, sure we do.
I mean, these aren't even my best angle, Clifton.
So, it'd be a shame if the ladies of the auxiliary were to get a look at these and not to look good with all your snooty friends. I know your husband probably doesn't care because he's got his own thing going on.
Clifton, you think I'm the first of the auxiliary to get my hands on Enrique?
Enrique?
We did set up the poor boy ankle.
Sounds like this is not going positively for me. Anybody think this is going to go well for me?
No. You came at this the wrong angle.
Karen,
like the idea.
Karen doesn't really care about people knowing about her stuff. So.
Here, dear Clifton, Doug knows. The auxiliary knows. A matter of fact, Betty McCaffrey is the one that set me and Enrique up, and she's the president. So I'm going to keep these, and you saunter along. Because I don't want you looking at my breasts like that anymore. Okay?
Yeah, don't worry, I still have the negatives, and I walk away.
Something precious burns is the negative.
All right, Joseph.
God, I don't know.
You could do.
I guess I need to finish up with Darwin.
I gave Christy the card instead of myself. Wait a minute.
Hey, don't give me things that are mine.
How do I get it back? Is the question. Okay, stealing.
You got real stupid. Okay, I have a question, Mike.
Yep.
I know in the dice one, in the first round, we give our results away.
They change that up. You're going to get to give one of your things away at the end. Can you take one? Can you take the last card you got, which is your second red one, and see if it'll let you put it on the table?
I had to let it go.
Where'd it go?
I don't know. It said, Mike wants to steal your card. Do you want to let it go? And I said, let it go.
Oh, okay. It went to me. That's good. All right. That's where it needs to be.
I Elsa'd it. What are you, Elsa?
As right, someone with a 2-year-old, don't mention that name, please. My wife and me have put way too much psychoanalysis into Frozen 2 already.
So, right,
Joseph, your last scene.
Fire yet with Doug?
Yes.
Okay, well then I need to burn those and get rid of that evidence.
No, I was saying just leave it. I was telling you just leave it at Patriot Hall, at Patriot Lane. I'll take care of it.
The wire evidence. So.
Oh, okay. Because Darwin still got it, so you need to get the wire tape off of Darwin.
Good Lord.
It's gonna be pretty easy if you really do have a file on him.
If being the operative word,
I've got something on him. I mean, we have a pact. I don't know if it amounts to what I'm making it to be, but
you know about the orphanage, Darren. Darwin.
Baby, it's okay.
You had to change your name from Darwin to Darren.
All right, I guess we'll have a meeting between me and Darwin.
Okay.
Poor puppy.
And where are you meeting?
Maybe Patriot Lane to show proof of the auction getting ready.
Let's meet at the mansion, the unfinished mansion. Let's meet there.
Okay.
I kind of did that because I want someone there at the mansion at the end of this process.
Okay, Darwin. I need the wires, man.
All right. Where's my file?
I need the wire tapes.
Where's my file?
What do you mean your file, man? This is all about bringing down Doug.
This is all about my file.
Oh, man, I told you. You were going to get off scot-clean, man. You ain't got to worry about it.
Well, I do worry about it because you keep changing your tune every time I see you.
No, I've never changed my tune. I've been as straight as an arrow.
You either give me that file or I'm going to bring this wire to Trinsdale and let him know what you're up to.
Well, I don't think that'd end very well for you. Just saying, Darwin. I mean, Duncan may look like he's a nice guy, but he's got a bit of a past to him.
Yeah, and so do you. Give me the file.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Are we giving Joseph the last positive?
Him
a negative?
I kind of want to give him the negative, but I'm leaning. I can be persuaded to positive if someone else wants to vote on positive. I'm explicitly on the fence on this one.
What do you think, Christy?
I don't think it's going well for him.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with negative.
It doesn't really matter how it has been going. It matters how it's going to go.
Yeah, you decide how it ends is what you. Yeah.
This is not going either way right now because we don't know how it's going to go. So are you going negative?
I kind of want to go positive because you got about the short hairs. I want to go positive on this one, actually.
All right. We don't have to make this decision anymore because the rest of them are going to be negative.
All right, then I hand over the file and you hand over the tapes and we go about our business. Probably not before something else happens at this location.
Wait, what was the third vote? I didn't have to.
What?
Mike, did you, Mike, did you vote? Okay.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear it. Sorry.
All right, so give me the file and I'll give you the tapes.
Yeah. Here's your file, man.
All right, here's your wire.
All right.
Oh, all right. God. Nothing but negatives now, people.
All right. What bad thing is going to happen to Darwin now?
You know what? Since it's going negative, I'm going to let you guys set the scene.
Okay. So he gave David the tapes.
Yeah.
So as far as he knows,
okay.
Doug's being hung out to dry.
As far as he knows, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So David gets away. David, like, leaves. And, like, Darwin gets in his car and opens up the file, and it's actually the police station file for all the takeout menus.
That isn't much of a scene, though.
No, we could do that, and then he go, like, angrily confront either Joseph or Clinton about the whole affair, or he could turn around and like, try to save Doug to save his own skin. Cause like Doug can get him out of this. Can get him out again. Like maybe like, cause he's still. Cause if Doug goes to jail, he's not getting his 50 grand.
Right.
So I don't.
And if there's no file. Yeah.
All right. You coming at a cop or ex cop heated, and it's definitely a negative outcome. You might not get out of that one alive.
So you can dumbly walk into, like, the police station and be like, hey, you gave me the wrong file!
Or, like I said, we have not had any interactions between Dawn and Karen yet, so maybe we could do that. We could do something there.
Sure.
What's he going after Karen for?
I don't know. It's just, like, the one contact we haven't had yet.
It's true.
He might show up at the house looking for Doug and find Karen, and that would definitely be a negative outcome for him.
All right.
You can do that.
All right, so Darwin's outside Doug's house banging on the door. Trinsdale! Trinsdale, I need to talk to you.
The door swings open, and there's Karen with a butcher knife. What do you want, and who are you?
My name's Darwin. I'm an associate of your husband. Is he in?
If only one of us didn't pick to get laid option.
And he's described what he looks like. He looks like a criminal.
He looks like maybe a bad boy.
Oh, man. Karen does like him a little scruffy. I mean, she did go after the pool boy.
That was a good idea.
So where's your husband? I need to talk to him. It's an emergency.
Well, why don't you come in? What was your name?
It's Darwin. Although he might know me as Darren.
This was actually by pure accident. So I love how we've kept this up now.
Okay, so I have a question. Has Doug ever talked about a Darren? Wait, isn't Darren the one that he said burns down their houses for them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Doug is such a moron. Come on in.
Remember, this is a negative outcome for him, so.
Is Doug here?
No, Doug's not here.
Well, do you know where he is? I need to find him. It's important.
No, I don't know where he is. What is so important?
It's better if you don't know.
You'd be surprised the things I know.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised what things that I don't know.
What?
I mean, I've had twice a day. I've had an ex-cop try to, you know, blackmail me with my affair folder, my affair photos with Enrique.
Well, that's more information than I expected.
Well, you know, it happens when you're on your second bottle of wine, Darwin.
Well, listen, if I don't talk to your husband, he's going to be screwed. He's going to go to jail.
Jail. What has he done that would make him go to jail?
Well, you know why he hires me, right?
I do know why he hires you.
Well, that's why.
Well, this is a pickle, isn't it? Does it have anything to do with that lieutenant that went to his office and was, like, slamming around his paperweight and threatening him?
Who?
What?
Lieutenant, you know, Smith?
Yes, that one. He sounds
they
like a
real... talking?
Yeah, I talked to his secretary, and he told me the whole conversation.
When was this?
I tell you what day it was.
Oh, shit. Fucking Trinsdale and Smith. I'm going to kill them both.
Actually, I like how this went. I like how this went.
I know this probably just ruins your day, but you just informed me of some things. And even though you're not having the best day right now, I appreciate your visit.
All right. I gotta go. I gotta go get my gun.
All right. Chad, what terrible thing's about to happen to Doug now?
Sounds like... okay, see here. So, the last scene I was involved in... I'm actually lost track. When was the last scene I was involved in?
It was the one you went to the police station.
Oh, yeah. So, as far as I know, my business is settled. So, maybe... Let me think here. Ooh, I got two options here I'm thinking in my head. We can either go with me and Cliff for something and I'm trying to like unruffle his feathers, or I could have a conversation with Darwin. I'm leaning towards Darwin. What everyone's thoughts.
Darwin will probably shoot you, so that'll definitely go bad.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, that's like the obvious choice, but then I'm like, I feel like something I could do is like with like Clifton or Karen. You know what? Since it's, I'm gonna do the same thing we did with other. You know what? In the spirit of something precious is on fire, we're gonna do it this way. I'm gonna call Doug to the location. I'm gonna call Doug's gonna call Darwin to the Patriot Lane, to set this thing off, and I want to supervise because he was acting super antsy last time we talked.
All right.
So I'm gonna call him on my cell phone, driving to Patriot Lane. Darwin, you there?
Yeah. What do you want?
Meet me at Patriot Lane. We're doing this tonight. I need that cash checked pronto. My wife's going crazy on this stupid on her latest little project.
Bring the 50K.
I don't got the 50K. You know how this works, Don. When we the house goes poof, and you get your cut from the check that comes after.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if that's how it works when you go talking to the police.
No, I didn't go. I went talking to the police to clean up a mess. It's what I do, Darwin. You know how I cleaned up all those burglary charges for you, made them go away. Same thing.
Wait, you did what? You made the burglary charges go away?
Yeah. That's how I knew the lieutenant. I talked to his partner and then they went poof years ago.
So he never had a file on me.
But it was the file that went poof.
Yeah, he didn't have a file on me recently.
I don't know, Dan. I don't know what you do besides when you're not under my employ. Nor do I give a damn.
All right. Well, then I think Smith is trying to double cross everybody.
What? This is supposed to be going negatively for Doug.
That's what I'm thinking Smith. Too. I was kind of expecting Darwin to help to do that most of that legwork for me. Wait a minute. How is he screwing you over, Darwin?
He had me wear a, he threatened me, he forced me to wear a wire and record our conversation starting when we set the house to go.
Forced you?
Yes, he blackmailed me. He had a file on me that he was going to get rid of. But then he didn't.
All right. Here's what we do. Darwin, meet me at Patriot Lane. We'll get the place set up. Get it going. Get out of there before the fire department gets there, and then we go. And then we go deal with Lieutenant.
No, you bring the 50,000, and I'll blow up the house for you, and then I'm going to disappear for a little while.
I'm kind of liking some of that plan. Meet me there. I'll stop by one of my safe houses. Get the money out. Actually, take that back. I got something there for you. Meet me there.
Oh, I know how this can go bad for him.
I want to keep the scene going for a second. I got how this can go bad.
Yeah, I got many ways it can go bad.
My thought was like Karen's been overhearing because he hadn't left the house yet when he called.
No, I was picturing like me driving there. That's how I was picturing it, but
yeah.
What I'm thinking this goes badly is like, cause like, going off of Alex said he's got his gun. We're gonna have a shootout at the.
Yep.
at Patriot Lane, which is really fitting for some reason. So we both get there, and I'm waiting for you when you get. I'm waiting for you when you get into the door.
All right, Trinsdale, where's the money?
In the back, right? In the crawl space. In the crawl space.
Get it now.
You get it. I got a bad back.
I pull out my gun. Get it now.
All right. You're talking about Doc in the morning. You're depleting that trust fund there, Darwin. And I'm, as I lean down to get it, I'm going to try to turn around and fire first with the .22.
Okay, let's end right there. We'll let the aftermath decide who gets shot.
Yep.
Because that's your last scene.
Yep.
Karen, what bad thing's going to happen to you?
Enrique leaves you.
What's that?
Enrique leaves her.
No, I was thinking Enrique left her a little something.
I don't think she would care about Enrique leaving her. She'd just find somebody else.
But I was saying, Enrique gives her something, maybe.
But you get to decide what your scene is there, so yeah. It's just going to go poorly for you.
So there's a shootout happening on Patriot Lane.
and maybe something else, depending how what the outcome's gonna let me do, because I really want to bring in the something precious is on fire and I don't know how.
you gonna show up in the middle of the shootout there? That'd be funny.
I was thinking about it, and like one of the bullets goes through the non-existent window and hits her.
No, we need something to set the house up. Like, I was picturing, like, maybe, like, if I go down, I set the bomb.
That's a great idea. She was already there starting the fire.
Okay. And then it could be like Doug comes up out with the pistol and he sees Karen behind Darwin, something like that.
No, because the only downside of that is weak. Like unless we go back in time, we'd have to resolve the shootout in some capacity.
Yeah. Karen could have been there. You just didn't see her.
For me, well, I guess all three of us could interact together, and the outcome would be after that, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
She just shows up at the point you guys were in the scene.
Yeah.
When you ended it.
I mean, okay. It's a mansion. It's got multiple entryways.
That's true.
So she's on the other end of the house dropping matches.
Because she doesn't know what she's doing.
She's just dropping matches randomly. She doesn't know what she's doing. She also doesn't know there's money in the crawl space. Is there actually money in the crawl space or not?
I'm going to go with yes, because Clifton, Clifton's object kind of established that. Like, I established that as a thing.
Okay.
And I think it goes like as a part of the doomedness of our relationship is that I have these backup plans, and that backup plan's the only reason why we're here.
Okay. Go ahead with the scene there, Karen.
Both me and Darwin are in this with you. Okay.
We're just picking up from where you guys stopped.
She's got like two batteries making sparks in places where like there's supposed to be electrical outlets or something.
Okay. And then you hear them outside.
Arguing. So yeah, then.
So I go to investigate because I hear yelling.
You see both of them with pistols.
What's Darwin packing, by the way? I think you just said gun. So what, is it like a big pistol, or do you have like something more substantial that has a bit of an edge?
Just a regular gun.
Okay.
38? 22?
Sure.
38.
Okay.
Well, this is an odd thing to walk in on. I just started the fire.
What? Both of you guys know there's money in there.
Cam, please tell me you did. Oh, you stupid bitch.
Trinsdale, put that gun down and give me the goddamn money.
Karen, where'd you start it?
On the other end of the house and continued on this way. Why is there money hidden in this house, Douglas?
We can talk about that later, sweetheart.
Both of you shut the fuck up.
All right. Money. We need to get out of the fucking house now. You're the one that's at the ground floor. Where did you put the big stuff? We don't got a lot of time here, Darwin.
In the kitchen.
Okay, and we're gonna say that that's where she started. So maybe
I pet Darwin's shoulder. He finally got your name right.
Darwin grabs Christy and takes her hostage.
Karen.
Sorry, Karen. And takes her hostage.
Don't grab Christy.
Darwin, listen to me, buddy. I'm putting the gun down. Listen to me. We need to get the... And like as I say that, it goes off. She goes off. And
we'll see what happens in the aftermath.
I got that. Yeah, and then I'm going. Darwin and Doug said, like, we need to get out. Screw it, and just Darwin just books it for like out the back door and just leaves Karen to her fate.
All right, who had this +4 tilt card originally?
Me.
Let's see. How can I give it back to you? Okay, I think if you left click on it, you can take card.
Yeah, I'll take it. I took it back.
Okay, and Christy, take yours back. I mean, right click on it, I think. Okay. So now.
Oh my God.
You have the option if you want to give one of your outcome cards to someone else. It's good at the end to be high in one color, to gives you the better outcome. So if you like in my case, I might want to give away my one blue color. So if you're even with both, it probably wouldn't make much difference, but I guess you could try giving one away.
How do you give them?
Let's see.
I think you have to lay on the table first, then give it.
All right, Christy, I'm giving you this one.
Okay. I'm giving you this one.
I'm gonna give this one away because it's a blue card, and I'm way more on blue than I am red, but it's so small of a blue card, it's not going to matter that much. I'm going to give this to Joseph.
Oh, thank you.
You'll have to take the card off the table there, Christy, because I didn't do it right.
You can't give. You can only take.
I'm going to give this negative card to Joseph.
No, I was going to give you a positive card, but I don't know if I want to now.
Well, that's the reason I didn't want him to have the positive outcome, because he's the only one that doesn't have a screwed up.
Well, now he's got a pretty big negative, so hopefully that helps.
I feel like out of all of us, Clifton came out the cleanest.
Yeah. Whose card is this? It's in the middle of the table here.
That's the one I'm trying to give to Joseph.
Oh, Joseph, you need to take that one. All right, now the way this works.
I only have three cards. Is that?
That's how, fine.
Okay. Did you give
that's
one fine. Away?
Yeah, I gave one away.
Yeah, that's why.
And, and then nobody else, gave.
Like Joseph's got six, is what I was saying.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Well, Joseph hasn't given one away yet.
He doesn't have to. But he can't. He wants to.
I'm sorry. I'm drawing all over everything instead of picking stuff up. I don't know why.
Yeah. There what's that card?
There's a card flying around the table.
What's this tilt card? Is that for me?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me take it.
Indian giver.
All right. Now you're gonna add up your numbers like you did before.
Okay.
And then you.
Oh, it automatically does it for you.
Does?
Yeah. Scroll down to aftermath.
Okay, I see it.
But what, is the number on the aftermath supposed to match your total? Because it doesn't.
Dude, mine doesn't.
Let me read the instructions here. That's always a good thing to do.
It matches mine.
Unless I'm doing math wrong, because no, I'm pretty sure eight
does not match mine.
Eight minus three makes five, and I have a six and a seven.
Yeah, mine didn't match either.
Oh, that's because I was supposed to deal you more cards. And then you find the one that matches.
Oh. That makes more sense. So I just got lucky. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
Uh-huh. I'm a little worried since apparently six is wretched. So
what's if none match?
Yeah, because I have a 10 positive.
Wow.
Okay. That was wrong.
I should have set my three to you. My tilt
to
you.
Back.
My negative to you, Chrissy DG.
You select the card that corresponds to your total. So how do I show everybody all the cards?
If we click choose, it's there. We can pick one.
Oh.
Oh, drag the deal.
There we go. That's what you did. Nope, so make sure your color and everything corresponds also. So in my case, I have 10 red, so I take that one. And I did it wrong.
I need blue six.
Blue six is here.
All right.
There's blue six. Now you can take it off the table.
Okay.
Does anyone need me to put one on the table for you?
I need a 10 blue.
There you go.
One. I can't get rid of
it now. I think I know how I'm going to do mine.
Huh?
I think I know how I'm going to do mine. God, I had it. How bad is negative 10? Because, like, I've got a positive 5, and it's pretty bad. How bad is negative 10?
All All right, so now what we do is we go around and you are going to, we're all going to just say how everything ended up for us.
Oh, that's and evil, how the red ones are the positive outcomes. That's evil.
And my outcome, actually, it's the higher it is, the better it is. The lower ones are, the ones that are toward the middle, the lower numbers, those are the bad ones. So okay. If you got a...
oh, it's my, higher the direction. Okay.
Yeah. My outcome okay. is tolerable. I've emerged from this remarkable mess smelling like a rose, to be honest. So I got my football, stadium. I got my uniforms. I got everything I was initially asking for. Even though Karen did it despite me, I ended up getting all of it. So I'm all right. I'm going back to coaching football. Joseph?
Oh, I'm next.
Yep.
I've got a shocking. Well, that was humiliating. My reputation is now in dirty pieces all around me. I'll never think of these days without a shudder of war, more aggressive ignorance. I think my best days are behind me. So pretty much I was betting on, you know, Doug giving me – set me up for a retirement that failed, so now I gotta keep working.
It sounds like you got found out to be a dirty cop and got fired instead.
No, I just gotta keep working. I don't have a retirement anymore. I gotta work till I die.
Oh. You know, I got a 10 and all I got was adequate. My dignity is intact and I feel good about myself. So Doug's stupidity didn't tarnish me. I got out alive.
He didn't get blown up in the house. All right, Darwin, what's up with you?
Well, it's wretched. Things have been better. I've been ground down and brought low, but at least I've learned a lesson about human greed and frailty. So I guess I've survived the explosion. But I did not get my $50,000, and
maybe Karen turned you into the police for kidnapping. Well, hostage taking.
I mean, that doesn't seem like learning a lesson so much as going to jail.
Learning a lesson about human greed.
I think I probably have to leave town.
Okay. You're on the run.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I got appalling. I don't want to seem bitter. Now I know what it's like to be utterly crushed, casually brought low, forced to eat my own words and stand mute and powerless before my enemies.
Oh, wow.
That's a 5 for you, people. They gloat and I am helpless, so that's nice. I'm going to go.
I divorced you.
Yeah, this is where I'm going to go. I'm going to go as I'm running out the door. Darwin takes a pot shot at me as I'm running, clips me in the leg, so I'm down and helpless as he threatens me, and then the fire gets worse and we all have to limp out of there, and then Karen divorces me because I was ready to leave her to die. So now I lost the money, I was obviously there at this awesome place, so I've lost all my fortune and everything.
All right. Well, that's it. Joseph and Christy, I was wondering what you think about this way of playing Fiasco. What do you like better, this or the dice?
I think I like the dice better.
I think I want to check the bathroom. I didn't see a whole lot of difference.
I need to wash it.
It's about the same. You have fewer options this way, which kind of speeds the game up. It kind of speeds the game up a little bit, because the other way, there's like way too many options, too much to think about. So,
I like that, though. This one seems a little bit pigeonholed. It might have just been the scenario.
Yeah, I've looked at this scenario for a regular Fiasco and not chosen it because it's kind of, like, pretty generic. Everything is kind of, like, yeah, you know what I'm...
It didn't get nearly as crazy as I expected.
And I did put, Alex and Chad, if you guys are still there, I did put the link to Twang Town in the chat there if you want to listen to us and some other people play a scenario that I wrote.
It's insane.
Twang Town is amazing. Like, it's got a washed up rocker that's trying to get into country music. It's got like a gay, like, unrequited love story. It's got
We were not gay.
I think this one has like, I think the problem with this has like a soap opera filter. Like I think this thing is kind
of
geared.
There's a big
like
field of weed.
there was a large field of weed.
Sounds cool. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was fun, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for putting this together.
Thanks for playing.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye. See you, Mike.
See ya.
Oh.